Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to government and public policy, poor decisions are made. We all know that. But how many of us believe it's a two-way street? How many of us believe bad decisions are reversible? Today, I'll prove they are with two cases in point. On June 26, 2015, the United States Supreme Court rendered its now infamous Obergefell decision legalizing same-sex marriage. It was a narrow 5-4 decision and a dark day in American history. The left went crazy, and the president ordered the White House lit up like a rainbow to celebrate. Our side hung our heads in defeat. 36 states, enough to amend the U.S. Constitution, had amended their state constitutions to declare marriage a union between one man and one woman. Yet one justice on the Supreme Court decided for 350 million of us that same-sex marriage was legal. How had this happened? How had the will of the vast majority of Americans been hijacked? Was it a done deal? Was the debate over? The left said yes. We said no. This was a bad idea, and bad ideas have consequences, and we believe that those consequences would, over time, lead to a reversal of the decision. We believe that for Roe v. Wade, and we believe that for Obergefell as well. Happily, the nation of Bermuda just proved our point. Same-sex marriage became legal there in May of 2017 and was reversed just last week, less than a year later. The same thing can happen in the United States. It just takes the right appointments to the Supreme Court. The point is, we cannot give up. This painful slouch toward Gomorrah is not inevitable. It can be reversed. The second example is closer to home. In 2016, the Obama administration sent out a letter stating how every public school in America was to deal with the issue of transgender students. It said, among other things, that a student who identified as the opposite sex must be allowed to compete on the sports team of the sex with which they identified. In the case of a boy who identified as a girl, that boy must be allowed to compete on the girls' teams. And the directive went even further. If that team traveled, then the boy must be housed in the same hotel rooms as the females. Under the directive, it would be illegal to put him in his own room. Predictably, lawsuits were filed, and the Gloucester case made it clear to the U.S. Supreme Court just as President Trump came into office. In one of his first official actions, he rescinded the Obama letter and rendered the Gloucester case moot. The battle continues on a state-by-state basis, but the U.S. Department of Education just confirmed that it will no longer investigate complaints of transgender students not being allowed to use the opposite sex's restrooms and locker rooms. This is a huge win for those of us who believe that a high school girl should never be forced to shower in front of a boy, even if he does believe he's a girl. Both of these examples are causes for celebration, but more than that, they're a powerful reminder that poor decisions are reversible if we just stay engaged. With that in mind, we still need thousands of signatures to get the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act on the ballot. Are you collecting signatures? Is your church collecting signatures? Together, we can protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of our children and grandchildren. Please go to lockerroomprivacy.com today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.